It was an ill-fated day 50 years ago when an assassin shot former President John F. Kennedy. The president was traveling in a motorcade with his wife Carolyn in Dallas, Texas in 1963. He was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Lee Harvey Oswald was accused of the crime, and he was later shot and killed by Jack Ruby. Oswald never stood trial. Since that time, speculation has swirled around why Kennedy was targeted. It still haunts journalists who reported from the tragedy. Kennedy was the 35th U.S. president. He was assassinated almost 3 years into his term. For many, he's left behind an unfulfilled promise.
Had he lived, might not have had the reputation that was unblemished.
But Kennedy did leave behind a legacy of tradition that is being remembered for generations.
President Obama remembered his predecessor's legacy at a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. He was joined by former President Bill Clinton and some of Kennedy's relatives.
Mr. Obama was accompanied by Ethel Kennedy, the wife of Robert Kennedy and sister-in-law of JFK. Earlier in the day, the current president carried on the tradition of presenting a Medal of Freedom, a tradition started by Kennedy that he never lived to see. President Kennedy's legacy lives on despite the tragedy that cut his life at 46 years old. There are many who have theorized that his assassination was part of a conspiracy plot, but the real truth surrounding the former president's death may never really be known. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.